and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And our newsmaker this morning is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Are you in the market for a new compact utility tractor, but worried about the cost? For a limited time, Prairie Land Partners is offering 0% interest for 72 months on select John Deere compact utility tractors. That's right, you can buy the tractor you need right now without worrying about high interest rates and take advantage of low monthly payments. Don't wait. Stop by or visit PrairieLandPartners.com. Offer ends June 30, 2023. Some restrictions apply. See PLP for details.
Prairie Land Partners.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Monday, the fifth morning of the month of June. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Emporia Farmers Market Manager Tricia Fullerton, as the Emporia Farmers Market getting set to shift into another gear. Tricia, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Tricia.
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you doing today?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning. Well, you did some pivoting last Saturday due to, you know, all the unbound gravel activities in downtown Emporia and beyond. You moved the markets out to the Waters parking lot. So how'd things go this past weekend?
Yeah, we did do that, and it actually went very well. You know, we love having unbound gravel downtown. There's so much going on there, and they really need all of that space. But for our vendors, they say, you know, this is when our produce is really starting to come in. Could we still have a market somehow? Since Waters works with us all winter long, we asked them if we could just come set up in their parking lot, and they said, absolutely. It went very well.
Good deal. And, yeah, so the produce is beginning to pop, Tricia?
It is. We saw our first cucumbers coming in this last week. We've had some golden beets, which is a little bit different than some people might expect with beets. We have some really neat varieties of things that you might not see everywhere in the grocery stores here in town. We also had some cherries at the market this last week that were coming in from the orchards. So we've had a lot of wonderful things going on, as well as the leafy greens and carrots. And we've had some turnips come in here recently, and we have spring onions and garlic, so yeah. It's really great.
It is starting to really burst now, and that's good. Well, and being the produce is beginning to really pop, it is a good time to maybe add an extra market. And we go to twice a week starting when, Tricia?
That's right. We go to twice a week starting this Wednesday. So in just a couple of days here, we will open our Wednesday markets for the first part of June. And we're really excited about that because, again, we have so many things starting to show up that are coming up in the gardens, as well as we've had a lot of okra lately. And everybody always is excited for the first appearance of Heck Farms when we start into Wednesdays. So we'll be watching for them and let you know when they first show up to our market.
Well, Tricia, on that note, you know, you mentioned obviously going to twice a week, starting this Wednesday with the Wednesday markets. How does it allow you to also bring in maybe more vendors who maybe can't make it on a Saturday, or even vice versa, that can't make it on a Wednesday, want to go on the Saturday?
Yeah, it does give a great opportunity. So you always want to check out the different days at the market, because we do have different vendors depending on which day of the week it is. Some can't make it on the weekends because they have other obligations. And we also have a lot of summer activities going on for our vendors, just like everyone else. So there are times they can be there, times they can't. And, yeah, it offers a great opportunity for them to be able to come and share their produce, even if they can't make it to one or the other of the market.
Well, we know that Saturday mornings will remain at the 7th and Merchant Farmers Market parking lot. So when do things start on Wednesday, Tricia?
So Wednesday we will open up at 5 o'clock. We'll go from 5 to 6:30. And then, of course, on Saturdays, everybody should know by now that we've gone back to an 8 o'clock start time, so people can start bright and early, coming on in and getting their freshest of freshest produce here around Emporia.
I know you've had plenty of activities surrounding the market going on. Anything special in addition to the market itself happening Wednesday or Saturday this week?
So this week we will have kids activities going on every Saturday with the market this week. Andrea Avila is helping out with the market, and she's got kids activities prepared every Saturday. The only time we won't have one ourselves is if we have the library there doing activity for kids. The Arts Council will be also joining us to do activities. So we love having those groups coming in and doing some things with us. You will also start to see on Wednesday evenings we will have some samples through the Extension office. We always love that. We pick out some produce from the market, and then they make up a great recipe, and they have that available in samples, and they also make sure you can get a copy of that recipe, so we love when we have that going on. We'll be having some live music coming up as well. A concert series is looking at starting on Wednesdays once a month, and we should have some hot food with John Way coming up a couple times a month as well. So a lot going on.
Well, Tricia, you know, you talk about obviously the produce really starting to pop here. What are some of the most common things that you'll see, especially this time of year, and what should people maybe expect to be looking for with that type of produce?
Yeah, so one thing you'll want to start looking for, obviously everybody's always looking for those first tomatoes showing up at the market. So we'll be watching for that, and we'll try to let everybody know when we have those, as well as just, again, the cucumbers have just started. We've had a few new potatoes. Those are starting to come in. And then, of course, a little bit later is when we'll start getting the cantaloupes, the watermelons, all of those things that everyone loves, and then into that fall produce as well. But we will have so many things coming in. We'll have some pears. We still have apple cider coming with Bob. We've got honey. We always have the breads with Chad the Bread Man. We have a couple of new produce vendors joining us this year. One is already here. Another one did our vendor class earlier this year, and they're planning to come out when they have their things to offer. So we're looking forward to some great produce and more of it this year.
All right. So it is full speed ahead for the Emporia Farmers Market. Wednesdays start this Wednesday. Seventh of June, so we invite people down 5 o'clock at the Farmers Market parking lot in downtown Emporia. Tricia, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Tricia.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us on, and we hope to see everybody out on Wednesday.
See you at the market, the Emporia Farmers Market, 5 o'clock on Wednesday, and then 8 o'clock Saturday morning. So twice a week, beginning this Wednesday. Tegan.
Yep, that's the perfect lineup right there. Speaking of the lineup, if you want to get into our morning show lineup, get on one of our newsmaker segments. We are full up for the week, but we got plenty of openings next week. Tomorrow, of course, we'll have Lyon County Extension Horticulturist Travis Carmichael previewing the 2023 Master Gardeners Emporia Garden Tour coming up this Saturday. So really, a lot of horticulture and produce on the newsmaker segments here this week. Pretty solid lineup right there.
Not that things are in full bloom on the newsmaker segment here this week.
Absolutely. That's a good way to put it. We'll have to use that tagline here for
there
the future.
We go. Our newsmaker brought to you this morning by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. KBOE Live and Local Sunshine, 63 degrees. It is 7:30. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next. Mackenzie Pest Control has been helping folks solve their toughest pest problems for over 50 years.